2020 is a year that most people would just rather forget and move on to the next year. But we can't move on to 2021 without taking a look at some of the stories that impacted our lives in the Manhattan area here in 2020. So without further ado, let's go.
Number 10.
Gators on the loose. Only in 2020 would we have a story about alligators being found in Wildcat Creek. Yes, that did happen. For a brief time in June, the public was advised to avoid Linear Trail and Wildcat Creek altogether after two alligators were stolen from Reptile World and spotted in the water, leading to a social media frenzy online, including memes of the Manhattan flag changing from an apple to a gator. That was just one of many. The female gator named Pebbles unfortunately died in June after a trap slipped under the water a few weeks after the incident first occurred. The owners believe that trap was tampered with. The other gator, Beauregard, was returned safely to his tank a few weeks after the ordeal.
Number 9.
The Edge Collaboration District. A major redesign and widening of Kimball Avenue began this year as part of a city university-funded effort over the next decade and a half to improve the North Campus Corridor. Now, in August, the university announced a rebranding of the effort to be called the Edge Collaboration District at K-State. K-State President Richard Myers spoke with K-Man earlier in the year about the roughly $2 billion of current and planned infrastructure investment within the district.
I always think about long-term what this does to the attractiveness of this city. And that's not just for economic development. That's what attracts students and their families, too. They come here and say, wow, this is a great little city. And it is. And K-State, we want to be good partners in all that. I think it's important to all of us.
Nearly 5,000 total jobs are expected to be housed in the district by 2035.
Number 8.
Aggieville developments. The city saw major developments within Aggieville and downtown in 2020. Among them, the new Marriott Hotel, which is currently under construction along Bluemont Avenue, as well as street improvements along 12th Street, which are nearing completion. While both of those are major projects, perhaps the biggest groundbreaking of the year came in December when work began on a new $17.7 million parking garage at the corner of Manhattan Avenue and Laramie Street. Here's Mayor Yusha Reddy.
We have lots of people that have been working on this for years, and I remember it from 2016 and 2017. And finally, we are here to do the groundbreaking. This is a partnership between all government entities because we see the reason and the purpose to be a vibrant community.
Now, the project is slated to be completed by the end of 2021.
Number 7.
Outdoor dining platforms. In fact, a number of businesses struggled through the first few months of the pandemic, uncertain how they would reshape their business models amid the COVID-19 pandemic. A lot of businesses got creative in 2020. By the fall, the new $250,000 outdoor dining platforms were installed at several downtown Manhattan bars and restaurants. It opened up new opportunities to businesses to pivot, according to Downtown Executive Director Gina Scroggs.
We have people who would not go into a restaurant are now dining on the platforms when the weather is nice. It's been really encouraging how well those platforms have served their purpose.
Number 6.
The elections. Just figuring out how an important election would occur in 2020 was one challenge, but local residents were able to figure it out. Over 15,000 Riley County residents and more than 5,600 Pottawatomie County residents voted in advance, many of them by mail. At the local level, Republicans Marvin Rodriguez and Ron Wells lost their primary bids for re-election to Greg McKinley and challenger John Mata, respectively. McKinley went on to defeat Democratic challenger Fannie Fang in the general election, while Democrat Catherine Fokey of Manhattan defeated John Mata in a race that on election night had her leading by just a single vote.
It was just back and forth and back and forth. I'm really happy that all the votes are counted now and that I ended up the winner.
Once the canvassing took place a couple weeks after the general election, Fokey ended up winning the race by 126 votes.
Number 5.
A double homicide investigation underway by the Riley County Police Department as two men were found dead October 9th at a Manhattan apartment complex in the Stag Hill area. It was the first double homicide reported in Manhattan in 2020. Riley County Police arrested 19-year-old Montrell Vassar with two counts of second-degree murder, which was later upgraded by the county attorney to first-degree murder. Vassar is charged in the killings of 19-year-old Skylar Havens and 23-year-old Javon Gray. A formal complaint alleges Vassar used a stolen handgun in the murders. At a first appearance, Vassar claimed self-defense, something prosecutors disputed because an autopsy revealed that both men were shot in the back. Vassar remains jailed as he awaits trial. A preliminary hearing in the case is scheduled for February 12th.
Number 4.
a former Manhattan restaurateur, initially arrested in 2019 on 130 counts of sex-related crimes, was bound over in June on 26 of those charges involving three victims. The charges against Robert Icabellis range from rape and aggravated criminal sodomy to aggravated indecent liberties. He pleaded not guilty at a July hearing. Courts have been greatly impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, so much so that in December, Judge Kendra Lewis announced that she will aim for a June 2021 trial, but has set no specific calendar date. A January 11th date is set for further scheduling in the case.
Number three.
Two Raleigh County police officers were placed on administrative leave following an October 2nd standoff north of Manhattan, which resulted in the death of a former Fort Riley soldier who was reportedly suffering from a mental crisis. That soldier, Jared Kemp, died from his injuries following an hours-long standoff where witnesses say he threatened a relative with a gun. After failed attempts to de-escalate the situation, officers fired at Kemp when it became apparent that other lives were in danger. The Lawrence Police Department conducted a third-party investigation into the matter, and in December, Riley County Attorney Barry Wilkerson announced that no charges would be filed against those officers.
Based on the evidence for me, I have no doubt that Officer 3 had reason to believe that Jared Kemp's father was in imminent danger of death. To say this is a tragedy, I can't begin to describe what occurred.
Number two.
The economic impact of COVID-19 felt across the board by businesses and residents, Riley County receiving nearly $15 million, while Pottawatomie County received close to $5 million in federal CARES Act monies, which were distributed to cover impacts caused by the pandemic. The Manhattan Chamber also helped establish a $500,000 small business assistance program to provide financial assistance in the form of short-term loans at 0% interest. Earlier this month, Chamber President Jason Smith highlighted the success of that program as well as other grants and programs.
Developing a direct-to-business grant program through the county's CARES Act, and we're just wrapping that up, and we got about $2.6 million of that facilitated to small business, small locally owned businesses. Those were targeted specifically to those entities.
Other efforts included the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation working on an opportunity to get grocery gift cards to several residents who needed them early on in the pandemic.
And number one.
Well, probably no surprise here. It was COVID-19 impacting every aspect of our daily lives in 2020, our top story for News Radio KMAN in 2020. The first case presented locally on March 20th when K-State professor Andrew Smith tested positive for the novel coronavirus. It then snowballed to more than 5,000 positive cases in Riley and Pottawatomie counties, leading to 25 deaths by the end of the year. Schools shut down in-person learning by order of the governor back in March. They pivoted almost immediately to having remote learning from home. From K through 12 to K-State, hybrid learning took place at USD 383 schools during the fall. They will return to in-person learning coming up on January 5th. According to the K-Man Sports Department, there were also no live sporting events for 133 consecutive days in 2020, with K-State baseball canceled, K-State football limited to only 25% capacity. How about March Madness? There was no March Madness in 2020. Other events were either canceled outright or shifted to virtual. Perhaps the most controversial piece of the puzzle in 2020 was an ordinance requiring face masks be worn in public places, which the city of Manhattan adopted in August. City Commissioner Linda Morse.
If we want our community to stay safe and open, we will do this because K-State closed before in spring semester. There's no guarantee, depends on how bad it gets, whether they do switch to online or whether they close.
Commissioner Mark Hattasall never supported the ordinance, saying compliance is too hard to enforce.
Most everybody is not that ill, so we can ask people to wear the mask. But we just can't keep beating people over the head to wear it when the risk for the average Joe, especially young people, isn't that bad, and they're never going to see that, I don't believe.
Well, Riley County in November chose not to opt out of the governor's statewide mask mandate, somewhat reluctantly, while Pottawatomie County did, in fact, opt out. If there was any good that came out of the COVID-19 pandemic, it was all the generosity from community members helping out their neighbors. And of course, the vaccines, which are now being distributed to frontline workers, expected to be distributed to the public coming up in spring. And much more optimism, hopefully, as we head into 2021. Reporting for News Radio KMAN, I'm Brandon Peoples.